It's Coast to Coast AM. Connie Willis here. We are talking with Oklahoma State Rep. Justin Humphrey, who has recently filed to get Bigfoot hunting season and looking at year round. Of course, I'm talking to him about doing something else. And we have a whole lot of other people that are on the phone lines ready to talk to him. So, Justin, let me ask you now, you do believe or you don't believe in Sasquatch?
Here's the deal. I'm open to the ideal. I'm not a total believer. As I told you, I'm kind of a court person. And so there are some things on evidence that I give credit to, but I've not seen any, you know, again, where's the, you know, I hunt a lot of, you know, like I deer hunt, turkey hunt. You know, I know how to track. I know how to look at, you know, all the signs of an animal. And again, you know, you don't see that with this species. You know, again, so there's some things that I would want before I become a firm believer. But again, you know, all the history of all the people I know that I count as solid, good character, you know, solid people that will tell you they for sure have an encounter. So at the end of the day, you know, I'm kind of like that when you're talking about alien, aliens, same thing, you know, am I open to it? I'm not saying I'm shut minded to it, but at the same time, I'm going to be one of those people from Missouri. Show it to me and then I'm going to be a believer.
You know what, Justin, it's funny too. I mean, you and I have talked a couple times. You can call me anytime. I feel like I can call you anytime. I feel, you know,
absolutely,
very comfortable with
absolutely
you, right?
From now on.
Yeah, okay.
If you come to Oklahoma, I'm your hookup. I'm going to
okay.
You want to go in Oklahoma.
Well, okay, cool. All right, now listen, now, you know, I know you got some hate stuff coming your way, but even I get it as okay. Well, just not just in general, but like I've got someone, Robert Stewart's writing in saying, I can see what you're up to. It's so obvious. What's scary is Justin Humphreys is a politician and you're steering him in the exact direction you want him to go. You're trying to discredit him so he doesn't succeed. Because if he does, your endless Bigfoot documentaries would dry up along with all the money, period. Now, first of all, that's totally wrong.
Tried to steer me. Connie, let me say, she has not tried to steer me. I'm a hard person to steer. I'm hard-headed. I get things in my mind. So, no. In fact, we've had not really disagreements, but she shared her ideals, and I've shared my ideals, and we're open to listening to each other. And we both have agreed that we can disagree and still be friends and still share a conversation. So let's get that clear all the way out that she's not steered.
Absolutely. And as much as I love documentaries, I want them to be right. I want a documentary, not a mockumentary, because those are the worst. I want the truth out there. I'm looking for it myself. I think we all want that. We need that. We need that. So, okay. So, Justin, thank you for saying those nice words. Okay. So, we're going to bring in, we got somebody on the phone lines here. He's a good friend of mine. He has taken me to some unbelievable, like I said, one of my shows is Project Creepy Hotspots, where I go to active areas. And this man has taken me to some of the most active. I've had more things happen to me in these areas that I just can't believe. Beams of light, Elvis, he's got a buddy, a Sasquatch buddy. He calls Elvis. Everybody's got a name for their buddies, by the way. And his is Elvis. And I saw Elvis in the window and sparkles and all sorts of crazy things. And Justin, we're going to show you one day. And so Jason Frank is who we're going to bring on the air here. He's a blue rocker as well. Thank you there, Justin, for being that. So Jason, welcome once again to Coast. You've been on here before.
Yeah. Good evening. It was nice to talk to you again, Connie, and good evening to you, JJ.
Good evening to you, Jason. Good talk to you.
Yeah. So what I've done is I've got it set up to where Jason can talk for about 5-7 minutes or so and tell who he is, what he's all about, what he knows, and any suggestions. So, Jason, it's all yours.
All right, I'll try to do this quick because it's a lot. We could be here all night. My name's Jason, and I've been doing Sasquatch research now for 13 years. Like you said, JJ, I was an outdoorsman and got into it by accident. I found just humongous tracks in the snow that I couldn't explain, and that put me on this long, long path that has taken over a lot of my life. I'm actually doing it almost part-time now, and I put on over 5,000 miles driving up to see my hairy friends last year, according to my taxes. It's an amazing thing. And I actually went to Honabee last year with my team and had a great time, instantly fell in love with the area. I've been trying to talk my wife into moving there ever since. And, of course she's from the South and she doesn't want to go back to where there's chiggers. So
I agree.
But, you know, I've instantly fell in love with the area and I totally understand where he's coming from and trying to take care of where he lives. The roads there are not the best, and they have just wonderful people. They really do, and I think they owe you, you know, some gratitude for trying to make things better for them. I really do appreciate what you're doing there.
Yeah.
But on that being said, I had some reservations. You know, when coming into this, when you use the word hunt with your thing, I think that kind of sets a lot of Bigfoot people like myself, especially. You know, I'm an avid hunter. I hunt all the time. Connie will tell you that I've actually missed some Bigfoot trips with her because I was out hunting elk and deer. But, you know, when I'm not doing that, I'm out there trying to foster a friendship with these things. And it's not an easy thing. It's taken me years and years to get this relationship that Connie has been able to witness. And I'm kind of worried with the added attention. And, again, I understand what you're trying to do. But with the added attention going in there, the other researchers and the locals who may be secretly feeding these things or interacting with them on the porches or around their homes, you know, that kind of activity can really, you know, hinder what they're trying to accomplish. But I understand where you're coming from as well. And I think that educating the public is a big thing. And, you know, especially with the Honabee Bigfoot Festival, I was actually slated to go there last year and promote my book over there and was really looking forward to it. And of course, COVID ruined that. But I'm hoping to do it this year. I noticed that the dates are October 1st and 2nd, which is right after my month-long stint of archery hunting. So I don't know how I'm going to work that out, but we'll get to that. But the other concern that I have with this, and I've had, I don't know, it's probably 200 or 300 encounters with these things. And many of them are at arm's length, close enough where you can hear them breathing and their stomachs growling. And it's a scary thing to go through. I never make light of it. Even when you're familiar with them, it can be extremely dangerous. And especially for people who don't know what they're doing, those first couple encounters, there's a lot of room for mistakes, and they could be fatal mistakes. Not just for the Bigfoots, but for the people. And I do know from personal experience that they are totally capable of revenge. So if they are injured or offended by some human's behavior, they may take it out on the next human that just happens to come down the road. And I do have my concerns with that. The other thing is that as far as trapping them, I don't know how you could go about that. Out of all my experiences and all the encounters that I've had, I've only had one where there was only one. There's usually a minimum of three, and I've had so many around that I can't even count them all. So, you know, you run into those kinds of things. These are the kind of things that I think that people really don't realize until they get out there and start interacting with them and the things that they are capable of doing, which, I mean, I learn stuff from them every year. I mean, this last summer, there was things that just blew my mind. I never would have thought in a million years they could do what they did this last summer. And so we're dealing with something that is really, yeah, it's human life, and they can do some incredible things, but they're still a big question mark. There's a lot of unknown there, and we don't know what we're dealing with. And if we happen to push the wrong button or make the wrong stand, then we're going to, you know, really step in it. I mean, I've had, if you read my book, I've had my gun drawn on them three times. I had one, he was 6 inches from the gun barrel, and I was terrified. That kind of thing, if I had pulled the trigger, I think they and he wasn't alone. There was 8 or 10 of them. I think they would have killed everybody in camp. And it's very nerve-wracking when that happens. But I do appreciate what you're trying to do. Do you have any questions you'd like to ask me about this?
No. Well, Jason, first of all, I will tell you that I will give you my word. I am working very hard. I don't want to give you my word and then can't carry it out, but I would 99.9 tell you I will get the word hunting and find even, you know what I'm saying, not a word even that remotely does hunting. Yeah. I'm already working
maybe
on
maybe
that.
Maybe Bigfoot seeking license or something like that might be a little.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm looking at. I will try to get that done because we agree on that 100%. I'm going to work on that. I've heard that from a lot of people. So, like I said, I'm trying to hear from people and do what I can to make this thing good for everybody, as good as it can be. Hey, I'm hoping that most of the people come hunt from the restaurant, the distillery. You know what I'm saying? I want them.
Oh, sure. Dorothy makes a wicked hamburger down there.
You know, so I'm wanting to provide stuff for them to do, like ride a four-wheeler, you know, those kind of things. And so I'm looking a whole lot at what we were talking about a while ago, building a museum or something. I mean, places where
I think that would be brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm looking, that people could come, you know, hey, I went to the Bigfoot Museum. We saw this. We bought the T-shirt. If we did have, you know, guided tours where people, you know, who own their property or who know the, you know, I think it'd be cool. Load up on a boat and go out, do a boat tour and hunt Bigfoot, all that. That's the stuff that I'm hoping is that people can make money, take them out in the woods, that people have an adventure. Now, are there going to be some hardcore, yeah, we're going to try to win this 2.1 million, whatever it turns out to be? I believe there will be some people go in the woods again.
Justin, they can only do that if that is there for them to do. If it's not there for them to do, they can't, right? So maybe that never even happens where there's this like bounty, because that's the scary thing.
If you don't put that, the likelihood that people come, you know, I got to get people to come. So again, I hear what you're saying, Connie, but at the same time, that's the draw card that a lot of people are coming to. I think.
Jason, you got an answer to that?
Yeah, you know, I understand what he's trying to do. Like I said, it's just
me too.
From this aspect, it becomes really complicated. And I, you know, another thing, I know that you guys have some humongous hogs. Maybe have a Hogzilla card, and then have a bounty for the hogs, and try to send them out and get a giant hog.
That's true. There's a lot of hogs.
Maybe you could taxidermy it. You know, throw that in the deal. But,
that's a good idea. There's your bounty.
I'm going to add that to
be Bigfoot.
I've already discussed that as well as I will tell you, I don't, you know, again, I've been in the woods as much as anybody in these woods all over southeastern Oklahoma, as much as anybody you want to see, and Colorado and Wyoming and Montana. And, I've never encountered a Bigfoot, never.
It's funny that you say that, because I was thinking, and Connie was present this last summer. So I have a good friend of mine that I've known since high school, and he's an excellent hunter. He hunts constantly. And he had a life-changing encounter with a bunch of these. I don't know if Connie wants me to get into the details of this or not.
Do your thing.
But he had this amazing encounter, which we did get some footage of. And,
on our creepy hotspot.
That's right. And when he got up the next morning, he said, I just had an amazing, terrifying night, and I don't know what to do with this. And I said, well, did you look around your tent for tracks? And Connie was there. And he said, no. He said, I looked, I didn't see any. Well, that's because they're really, really hard to track. It took me years to be able to master, because you're just looking for a little scuff. It's not like it's a hoof. We're talking about a soft, almost like a slipper, kind of a footprint, and they'll just make a little scuff. And once you find one, then you have to go out and find the second one with a tape measure. And once you do that, then you can find the rest of them. But they're extremely hard to find. But even though he said, I didn't find anything around the tent, what did we end up pouring, Connie? I think like 20 footprints, and we got like 3 handprints.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
All around his tent, and then we had handprints on the vehicles as well. You know, and it's just that kind of thing. And I think a lot of times when people are not aware about this, I tell most people here in Colorado, if you've done any kind of camping in here, I can almost guarantee you they have come in your camp and you just never caught them. They'll open boxes and you'll lay in the tent. If you have a recorder, you'll hear them dig through the box and then put the lid back on and snap it shut. I mean, they're brilliant. Just like people. And they're amazing. Really hard to catch them. And tracking them is really, really difficult. And then I've followed them before and they'll jump in the trees. And it's like they go from the treetops, so they don't leave any track. And especially where you guys are at, there's so many trees out there. That's like the Amazon down there.
It really is. I mean, you know,
yeah, it is.
I will tell you this, Jason. I'm less worried about a person having an encounter with Bigfoot than I am people getting lost in those mountains.
Oh, and, sure.
You know,
sure.
I mean,
that's why I fell in love with the place. It's a wonderful place.
We own a pretty good swath of land. We've got a pretty good size area that if you leave our ranch and you go the wrong direction, you may go 40 miles and not see a soul. You know what I'm saying? And not run into nothing. I mean, we're talking a huge area. And so, and we've had people get lost out there, and it can be a pretty scary thing. You know what I'm saying? So that's, and when you get into some of the areas that we're talking about, it's just really easy. And so I hear what y'all are saying. I'm open. I'm listening. I'm going to make adjustments. Like I say, I'm going to word hunt out. I'm going to rework a lot of the trap stuff and put conditions on a whole thing to where it's going to really make certain that people do this in a safe and, you know, humane way that we can. And so, again, you know, I'm listening. We don't totally agree, you know what I'm saying, but I do hear what you're saying, and I'm very open, and I do respect where y'all are coming from.
Jason, thanks so much for joining us, and hey. Justin, thanks. We do appreciate that you're listening, and by the way, you know, he's got his, he's creating his own museum, so I think he liked that idea when you threw that out, because he's there with that for sure. Connie Willis here, and you guys are listening to an incredible night of Sasquatch and more here on Coast to Coast AM. It's Coast to Coast AM, just like the man said, and I am Connie Willis. He says Willis. It's so funny. I love it. I love hearing that, Willis. How are you guys doing tonight? I hope you're enjoying the show and having a good time, learning a lot. Getting a lot of really neat emails and texting and tweeting and all that. So thanks so much. Really appreciate that a lot. When you are asking about some of the bills and things, the bill that he wrote and more information, if you go to our website, we've got the information for you there that you can check out. There's a PDF that you can download and open up, and you can see that for yourself. And while you're there at our website, check out the upcoming guest. In fact, tomorrow night I'm going to be back on again, and you guys are probably familiar with the Berkshire UFO incident. Tom Warner's going to be joining us tomorrow night. He's going to tell us more about that and his time within the beam of light, and actually had witnesses of that. And also, Barbara Oakley is also going to be on the show. She'll be on first, and then Tom. Barbara is absolutely amazing. You guys are going to love her. She's going to talk about learning, and y'all are going to go, oh, boring. No, not at all. This lady is really something, and we've got about 20 to 30 to 80 topics that we could talk about with her, but we're going to pick that one and go from there and see what happens. I think you guys will enjoy it. More information, always good, interesting information. Go to our website, coasttocoastam.com. The Coast AM, that's what you're listening to right now. Hi, everybody. Connie Willis here, enjoying great conversation with the hated man in the Sasquatch world, Oklahoma State Rep Justin Humphrey. And people are starting to see that, hey, they can actually talk to him and he's going to listen. And that's what I had discovered when I got on the phone with him. And I was like, you know what? Hey, this man can get some money. That's pretty cool. Let's see what we can do. Let's all get together on this, because, you know, Justin's open to that. And we love that. And you know, that's a good thing. You know, that's a good thing. We all got a lot in common. And Justin, you know, it's going to be one of our goals. And I'm going to tell you, it's not going to take long. but we're going to show you what the discussion's all about. How you feel about that?
I'm very open. Here's the deal. One of the things that when I was a law enforcement officer, when I was young, I went in to prove the person guilty. If you were in the criminal justice system, I went in to prove you guilty. I had some things happen to me, and it taught me that, hey, my job's not to find somebody guilty. My job is to look and let the evidence lead me and to get me to the truth. And so here's where I'm at with this. I'm just on, open as I go through life to say, hey, I'm open to the truth. And so, if we get evidence, if we get more proof, that's just part of the journey and that's part of life. And you better be open to all things and ready to review, what's out there. So, hey, bring it on. In fact, like I say, you've already given me a lot of ideals just being on here talking.
Hey, I love the hog thing. I love that.
Hey, I do too. I love it. And I'm taking notes, Connie. I'm taking notes, and I'm already going to talk to. We have the Choctaw tribe here, and I'm going to talk to them.
Excellent.
About, with y'all. I'm working on another deal with tourism to open up some money, and again, that we might to get money for the museum that we're talking about. Already talking or walking through my mind about creating trails that you would just, you'd have a Bigfoot up and you would come and read, information on Bigfoot. So you'd have it at a lookout station, but there'd be this, hey, where you get educated to Bigfoot, walk down to the next spot, here's some more information about Bigfoot. So, those are the kinds of things that I'm looking for. To bring people in, because most of the people are not going to want to go camp out hardcore, get into this thing. Now, some may, and I'm sure there will be those, and I will agree with y'all. We have to look at that. But the majority of the people that I think will come from New York are going to want to eat at a restaurant, go walk down a cool trail, have a license, and maybe go hang gliding, go ride a four-wheeler, and then go back and go, man, there's all kinds of stuff. It's inexpensive. With COVID, it's out in the open. All of those kind of things is what I am looking for, that people go to a beautiful, beautiful part of our country and that they have an adventure, they meet great people, new friends, relationships, learn a whole lot about the area, and take away an adventure and a good time. Tell their friends and come back. Now, that's what I'm hoping. That's what I'm trying to sell.
Well, there's a guy that is in your state, and he told me about you. He may have been the first I don't know when I first saw the story, if I saw it myself or if he told me about it. But he's one of our big Coast listeners, and he calls in from time to time. He's also a blue rocker on my show, and I have been to his place with a creepy hotspot. He's an amazing guy, really nice, really into, really knows his stuff. But he's right there in Oklahoma, and his name is Farland Huff. Farland, welcome again here to Coast to Coast. How are you?
Oh, hi. I'm great, and thanks for having me. I really appreciate getting a chance to share some thoughts.
Absolutely. Take it away. It's all yours. Meet Justin. Justin Farland. Farland Justin.
Hello, Mr. Humphrey. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Yes, sir.
I had a little checklist of things here I was going to mention to you, and you're gradually covering them all. I was going to suggest you talk to the Choctaw Nation. I think it's a great idea, and talking to all of the tribes in Oklahoma, I think, would be a very neat way of putting a brochure together for what you're doing. And I was going to say, once a tiger, always a tiger. I thought you were going to help me out on that. I was trying to be cool about your ECU.
yeah, I forgot, but I'm like, that's been so long ago, brother. I'm old.
Well, I used to organize the Bigfoot conference there at Honubby for the festival.
Cool.
And I really like the area too. I just think it's beautiful, and I think it's a great idea. And I know that everyone's having a knee-jerk reaction on this, but you'll get the language right. I think part of the language you'll change is going from making sure that Bigfoot is alive to make sure that he's not harmed at all. And
that's got to be in there. That will be right in there, I promise you.
Yeah, and the only thing I worry about is maybe some juvenile Bigfoots getting in a situation. But there's groups out there that are already trying to shoot a Bigfoot. I mean, they go to the Honobi area all the time, and that is their objective, and they are serious about it. So that's one thing to keep in mind, is that those groups are out there already, and you don't want to let
know, do you know that, I hope by doing this, and if we get everything right in this, I hope it will actually stop that, because there's nothing that would prevent that right now. And I'm hoping maybe we can do something in the, may not get it in the first deal, but if we continue with this, that we get that kind of, you know, we can come back and introduce a bill if this gets big enough to say, hey, you can't do this, you can't. So I think we can address that.
Right.
Justin, there's and Farland, do you know the state? What's the state that it's against the law to kill a Sasquatch?
I thought that was Washington or Oregon, one or the other, I think.
Okay. There's actually a law in one of these states.
And it may just be a county that's in the state. I'm not
sure.
Oh,
bummer. Okay.
Farland, what part of the state you live in?
I'm in Ada. I live in Ada.
Oh, you're Ada. Okay. Well, cool. Yeah. In fact, I do a lot of stuff at Ada. I was up there with Lieutenant Governor the other night. So, yeah.
Well, I would love to get with you and let you pick my brain if you wanted to.
Hey, I would absolutely love that. I go through Ada just all the time. I've got one of my best friends, like a sister to me, that's
awesome
from there.
Well, what's in this for me
is
I just want to get the message out that what I think Bigfoot are, I think they are people. And that's what I was going to suggest to you, is that you mentioned maybe changing it from hunting to just gathering evidence. And you might be able to get the Oklahoma universities, all of the universities and their science departments, biology departments, might be able to get involved and try to gather some evidence, especially eDNA, where they're sampling the waters in the streams and the lakes and the ponds, and they can tell
right
everything that's in that environment. And if they get a hit on a unknown primate, then there you go. That would be eye-opening, and that'd be awesome in a documentary. You know, they gather evidence all the time, and they get DNA samples, and every time the sample comes back as human, they assume it's been contaminated. Well, how many times do you have to run a sample or get different samples and before you realize it is human? And I know this challenges a lot of people's paradigms, but do they even have all the information that they need to have the paradigm they have? Because it amazes me how many folks don't even realize every living non-African human on the planet has up to 2% Neanderthal DNA as part of their own DNA. And that's a scientific fact. And it's because Neanderthals are our cousins. They were never our ancestors. We bred with them to the point that we still carry their DNA with us. And the reason that it's non-African people is because that people in Africa didn't encounter the Neanderthals. They stayed in Africa. The people that left Africa encountered Neanderthals. And I think that the Bigfoot will be proven with DNA that they are also our cousins. And I just feel like there's just so much to consider there. And having a year-round hunting season or a Bigfooting season, there's just some things to consider, like in the wintertime, food might be scarce for them. And there's just things to consider on how much you're going to disrupt them. And it's just something to think about. And, you know, the skeptics are all going to say, well, now, if Bigfoot's human, then they need vitamin C. But the answers are there if you research them. So how do they get vitamin C in the wintertime? Well, guess what? Deer liver is chock full of vitamin C. And there's just a scientific way to address all of the questions. And I'm excited about your bill or however you go about it. And I'm looking forward to seeing how this all ends up.
You know what? I really like, Farland, that you did mention that, you know, give this year round thing, if that's what's going to happen, you know, a year round thing, hey, give them a break. Even the deer and the elk get a break, right? Even the other seasons are like, there's certain seasons, right? It's not year round. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a hunter, but yeah, give somebody a break. You know, hey, I don't want to look over my shoulder all the time. I'm opposed to that totally. But if, you know, but that is something to bring up.
It's something to consider. Absolutely. I mean, and so I think that Mr. Humphrey will get this all ironed out. I think everyone will calm down once they see the finished product. I think it's a great way to educate the public and to protect the Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to how this all shakes out.
And here's the deal. Legislation never stops. So you know what I'm saying? If we get into this thing and we need to pass a bill that says you can't kill Bigfoot, if we need to get in there and say, hey, they're not getting a break, you know, we're going to have to limit this, you know, to this, we can always go back and we can run legislation to say, you know, so I do want the listeners to understand there's, you know what I'm saying? You can always go back and whatever the problem is, try to rectify or do something that you see needs fixed.
Well, that's right. Because let's say that you did somehow get the universities involved and they had a little expedition. You know, archaeology departments go on a dig all summer long. You might have some biology department from a certain university stay out in the field for a couple of months. Let's say they gathered some DNA evidence and it got tested and it came back as unknown primate and it contains the FOXP2 gene. Well, that would indicate that there might be a spoken language. That would indicate they would be human. And so once that came out as evidence, then some legislation might definitely get passed to protect the Bigfoot. So this could all lead to some good things. It may not start out exactly perfect, but it could end up perfect.
Listen, I think this puts attention on. I think it draws money too, and I think, you know, if one of the larger universities wanted to put something in this area to do a study, to do the water samples, to do, you know, I think that would just be neat and another draw for, you know, it'd be something. And if they wanted to educate, hey, have people go down there with them, watch them draw. This is how we do it, or walk people through. This is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. That would just be another thing for people to come and do in our area. So those are the kind of things that I'm hoping we draw people, because otherwise, if you show up just in the middle of the woods with nothing to do, you're not going to have people coming back. You know what I mean?
Well, that's right. Yeah. And the Bigfoot Festival there at Honubby is all about providing some funding for the education in the local area. So it's all a win-win. And I love the idea of having a Bigfoot museum in the area. I've been thinking about that, too. That's great.
Farland, thanks so much for calling in and giving your information. And absolutely, I mean, that's what, you know, like Jason was putting together one of those when we were at our last hotspot together and he was pulling all the stuff together. He's going to be putting it on the walls. And so you're going to have access to every bit of that, Justin, with the people that are coming to you now. And that's where I was talking about, you know, hey, after the show, let's definitely talk. So that I can help you pull some of those people together too that I know, and Farland, of course, being right there in Oklahoma. Like I said, hey, I'm from Kentucky. You Oklahoma folk are just like us. I never would have thought it, but you guys think like us, you eat like us, and you talk like us. And when you eat like that us, that's pretty good. Just saying, especially when you got wild boar running around. I still love that idea. I love it. A Bigfoot barbecue is in line for the future. And that that barbecue is boar. I'm with you on that. We got a lot of people on the phone. I'm just seeing how I can fit them all in here. Let's see if we can do it kind of quickly here. I don't know that we can. Everybody wants to have a full conversation with you, and I get it totally, 100%. You know, I know a lot of people were thinking it's going to be a scream match. It's not that it's not over yet, but I knew that you are being a listener. So that makes all the difference in the world. So when you shot the last documentary and you've got a new one coming, are these documentaries, are they put together of, hey, we're looking for the truth. Or are they searching deeper, or are they just taking stories kind of documentaries?
And this is the same documentary. What the first one is, they set me down 2.5 hours, interviewed me, They clipped that down to 30 minutes, sent it to, I think, somewhere in California. Then they called me back and said, hey, we want to build on this. We want to talk to people who have really had an encounter with Bigfoot, Sasquatch. We want to talk to business people to say, do you think this is really going to affect you? We want to talk to, I gave them another legislator to get another perspective on, you know, hey, he's crazy or not crazy, or how's this affected him, and, you know, what's he think? So I gave them the whole gamut. We kind of kicked it around of who, and I was like, well, you ought to talk to this person. Because, I mean, I've talked to so many people like you, and meeting people, and your two guests here are awesome, you know, with ideals and friendly. And, you know, again, I know that we may have a little disagreement, but, man, we can work that out. And
hopefully
this turns out to be a good deal. And so, anyways, throughout this, I've Bigfoot community, 3,300 people. I got to know these two guys that put the, you know, they do one of the, what do you call it? It's not iPod, it's podcast. And so I met them guys. And so I was like, hey, y'all got to talk to these two guys because they're awesome. And then you need to talk to this guy from down here, Broken Bow.
And you know what, Justin, it's going to continue like that because we're all over the place. And hey, hang in there. We've got more people that you're going to love as well that are wanting to talk to you. And the phone lines are going crazy. Connie Willis here. We're talking Sasquatch. Some good talk tonight on Coast to Coast AM.